So thank you so much for being here. And if you could start by telling us who you are and what you do here at Emory and Henry.
Yeah, of course. My name is Tracy Harrison, and I am the director of admissions here.
And so tomorrow is, what's the official title of what tomorrow
is? So tomorrow is our Admitted Students Day that we welcome prospective students that are planning on joining us this upcoming fall semester to have a better, what's the word I'm looking for? And you can delete this out. Giving them the opportunity to fully immerse themselves into the ENH student experience. So they have the opportunity to sit in on information sessions with student success, career center, housing, but then they also have the opportunity to sit in on mock classes. So we have faculty from various departments giving mock classes throughout the day so students and their families can actually go in and see what a real class is like in different subject areas. And at the end, they have the opportunity to pay their enrollment deposit and confirm their spot for the upcoming semester.
Yeah. Is there a general idea of how many people are going to be here tomorrow?
We currently have 65 students signed up with, and so then with families, we're probably expecting about 150 to 180 people on campus.
That's great. And kind of going back to you a little bit, what does your job entail other than, you know, this specific event? Like, are you the person that's recruiting these people? Is that, like, what goes into that?
Yeah, so as the director, I oversee all of the operations for the admissions department. I manage the admissions counselors, who are the ones that are recruiting students, speaking to families, walking them through the process with the application and with FAFSA. So I am overseeing that all of that is done correctly, and then I also am the one who is scheduling, coordinating, planning any of our on-campus admissions events. So I oversee everything that admissions does, whether it's on campus or off campus, and all of our operations.
Yeah. And so what goes into, like, planning a day as big as this? Like, how many people are involved?
So it is my entire department. So there are 10 of us in the admissions office, and then our marketing team, so probably three different people. I work with facilities. I work with Sodexo, our food services, and then student life, student services, housing, student success team, career center team, our current students. And we have student ambassadors that are the ones that give our campus tours on a weekly basis. They are also helping with this event. And then the faculty of the various departments that have volunteered their time to do these mock classes. So part of scheduling the event is not just me picking the day that this is going to happen. It is also making sure that all of the campus partners across campus all know what they're wanting, know what our expectations are, know what we would like for them to do, and then also then just scheduling and reserving the spaces that we will be in around campus. So it is a very big undertaking, and there's a lot of moving parts into it, but I would say for our department, this is probably our favorite. This is our favorite event. There's a lot to it, but it is a very fun event.
Yeah, and what's it like when all of the students, like, come in here after you've spent so long and so much time putting this together and just seeing them actually get the college experience for a day?
It's awesome. So with Admitted Students Day, this by far, and it's one of the reasons why it's our favorite event, is the students that are visiting. Like, they've either made their decision that this is where they are coming in the fall, or we are one of their top two choices. So they're excited to be here. Their parents are excited to be here. And it's just a really good vibe with the group. And they're usually really fun to be around. They really enjoy the day. So there's a lot of excitement with them. And it's good to see, for me, all the planning that went in behind it, that they are enjoying the day and they're enjoying the things that I put together, hoping that those are the subjects and the topics that they're interested in. And it just comes from doing this for so long and getting feedback from past events of what did they really like, what did they not like so much. And so, you know, the departments that I have picked, that's me thinking, okay, these are probably the subjects that they're interested in, and hoping that they are interested in it. So getting that feedback from the students of they loved every part of it, that's always really nice to know that we picked all the right subjects and all the right sessions to offer to them.
Yeah. I am a theater minor, mm-hmm. and I think that I was told that there would be a prospective student in our class tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So, like, what... I guess what other departments are involved that you know of?
Yeah. So we have theater. We have Dr. Argos is doing two biology sessions in the ecology of infectious diseases, which is we do that one every year. And it's a fan favorite for the biology students. Okay. We have media and communications is doing two different classes. Exercise science is doing two different classes. Theater and then political science is going to be offering a class. And then I give the faculty the opportunity that they pick the subject matter that they're teaching during that class. Mm-hmm. And it's typically something that they've already taught that is interesting or has like a hands-on activity for the students to do. So like for exercise science, they will have some hands-on activities that they will do with the students because that's part of the curriculum for that particular subject.
Yeah, so pretty all over the board.
Yes, I try to cover all possible interests.
Yeah. What else? Is there anything else that any point you wanted to make that I haven't touched on yet?
We are. So there's a lot of things going on. We do offer, like I said, the Student Success Center, Career Center, housing. Radio station is going to be open for families and students mm-hmm. to drop by to come check you all out. Counseling center is going to be open for drop-ins. Financial aid is offering one-on-one meetings with families. And then new summer experience, new student experience, that's what it is. So the new student experience group who work with our incoming students over the summer and the week of welcome, they will have games and music set up outside of Van Dyke for families that they can go and just hang out with our current students and be able to play games. And then the choir is doing karaoke throughout the day that they've also invited our prospective students. So we've got a ton of things going on for families to be able to engage in and really see what it's like being a student here.
Yeah. I think that's all that I have.
Yeah.
If there's anything else you would like to say, if not, then
no.
I think that's all.
That is good.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you all for having me here.
Of course.